Thanks for tuning in to another edition of Practice Chats on the Deep Blue Podcast, where we get to know some of the BYU Cougars after practice. I'm Cleon Wall, and today's guest is BYU wide receiver Reggie Frischknecht. Reggie, good to have you on the podcast.
It's good to be here.
Who is going to be the more famous Frischknecht by the end of the season, you or Avery, who is a defender for the women's soccer team?
I don't know. That's a tough question, honestly. I've been... when I came on my visit, Fessy brought up Avery, and he's like, she's a super good soccer player. I don't know her a ton, honestly, but from what I hear, she's super good, so I guess it's going to be a toss-up, honestly. We'll see.
Maybe you two could team up, Frischknecht Power or something like that.
Maybe we need to, you know. Once we're done playing, have an intramural team of some sort and win everything. So,
on another podcast that we have, we asked Avery how many people mess up her last name. I'm just curious, how many people look at your last name and they're like, dude, how do you pronounce that?
Pretty much everyone asks me that, or they say it wrong, but I'm used to it, so it doesn't really bug me, honestly.
What do they usually say when they look at it the first time?
They don't even try to pronounce it, honestly. They more or less just ask me, and then I tell them, and then they still get it wrong, so I just say whatever with it, honestly.
I believe you grew up in Manti, Utah, is that right?
Ephraim, actually.
Ephraim, okay.
I went to Manti High School, so, oh, okay. Yeah.
What's it like growing up in a small central Utah town? What did you guys do for fun? What was it like growing up down there?
You know, like, there's not a ton to do. I did love growing up down there. You know, my whole family's from down there, so a lot of the stuff that I did revolved around family, the mountains, sports, obviously. Like, I played a bunch of sports growing up, and I think that's what kept me busy, and I truly loved it down there.
Why did you get into sports? I think I know the reason why, but you can explain to all the fans out there. Why did you get into sports?
So my dad was a college athlete, and then my mom also did sports growing up. She did cheer and track. She was a really good track star, and they just kind of, when I was growing up, they kind of like said go play, and ever since then I've loved it. So I have to thank them for getting me into it.
You're a skinny, tall kid. Some people might even say, football, really? Why not basketball? Yeah. So why pick football? Is it mainly because of the position that your dad played and what he did in college?
Yeah, that had to do with a lot of it. Also, I was at my high school, small high school, you know, so I was the center, which 6'4" center doesn't really compare in college. College centers are probably what? It's getting close to 7 foot. So I think that's a big thing. And I love football, truthfully. I love football over both the other sports that I played.
You had no Division I football offers coming out of high school. And, you know, people could say, oh, it's because of the location or the size of the high school. Why do you think that you didn't get as much attention as maybe kids that might be somewhere else?
Yeah, I think you did touch on it. You know, the location's hard, the competition. Going to a 3A school is definitely has its challenges, because the people you're playing, and I'm not trying to knock on 3A, obviously, but the people you're playing, you know, they aren't other D1 athletes. They aren't other collegiate athletes. So it's hard when people see you dominating at that level, because they say, you know what, he can do this here. But when he gets to a higher level, I don't think he can perform that same way. So I think that was a big part of it. But, I mean, it worked out for me, so I'm grateful.
You grew up in Ephraim. Snow College is right there in your backyard. How much attention did they pay to you? And how easy or hard was it to say, yeah, I'm going to go play at Snow College for a year?
So yeah, probably like as soon as my high school season ended, they went to a few of my games high school year. Neil Powell was at a few of the games, home games, and then they offered me probably January of that same year. So it was actually a really easy decision for me. My house is actually like a block away from campus, so it was really easy. You know, got to stay at home, didn't have to stay in dorms, and then like I knew the coaches a little bit, so it was really easy to pick Snow.
We had Coach Zach Erickson and former wide receiver Coach Neil Pau on the Deep Blue podcast, and they raved about you, of what kind of an athlete you were and what kind of wide receiver you were. I'm just curious, though, from your vantage point, how did they help you get to this point that you are right now?
I think a big thing is, first of all, they both believed in me, especially Erickson. You know, he believed in my talents and what I could shape into, because out of high school, I was super raw receiver. You know, I had a natural athletic ability, but like football IQ and just stuff like that is what they really brought to me. Like Neil, especially, you know, with basically understanding how to play at the college level. So I think them just believing in me and pretty much teaching me how to play at a college level, play with the speed and aggressiveness is what got me here. And I'm thankful for them. for that.
You led all junior college football players in receiving touchdowns last season with 14. That seems like a reason enough to possibly leave Snow College. But I want to hear from you. Why, after 1 year, did you think, you know, this is the time for me to go?
You know, I think, like, my dream was always playing at a Power 5 school, and I think, like, I had confidence in myself that I could end up somewhere like this, so I took the chance after leaving 1 year, and it worked out.
What was that recruiting experience like? Was it like high school all over again, or what were the differences this time around?
Yeah, it wasn't like high school, you know. Since I played at the JUCO level, a lot of more coaches reached out, and they were interested because they saw what I could do at the college level playing against other Division I athletes that couldn't make a Division I roster because of grades or just some other small stuff. So that it helped a ton being going JUCO.
So you want to go to a Power 4 program. What happened because you end up at Weber State? I know some schools were interested in you, but why end up at Weber State? What went into that decision?
Yeah, so it was kind of a weird time, honestly, for me to leave Snow. The recruiting process wasn't great for me out of Snow College. I did have other schools that were interested, but I found that Weber State would be the best program for me to go and develop more as a player. And then, yeah, so me, I rely a lot of my decisions on my parents and what their guidance and stuff. So that's what they guided me to do, stay in Utah, stay close to home. And so I went to Weber State, and I loved it there.
But then you only play spring ball there, and then you enter the transfer portal again, and that's a pretty bold move. And it, from what I believe I know, is that it was because you thought, I think I can get that P4 offer now. Were you a little nervous, though, at all? Because, again, they had no more tape on you at all. It was everything just at Snow College. So were you a little nervous when you entered that portal after spring ball at Weber State?
Oh, yes, I was definitely nervous. You know, there's always that what if you hit the portal and you don't get picked up, then where do you go now, you know? So I took my chances. I believed that I could go Power 4, and so I took my chances, hit the portal, and it worked out. You know, a big thing for me is I saw the receivers that left BYU, so, and I knew they were right down the street, and I knew Weber and BYU had a good connection. So I just, again, I guided with my parents, and they told me to hit the portal, and it worked out, so.
Okay, that's still taking a chance, though, there, because there's no guarantee BYU's going to say, yeah, we want you to come in. But you had other schools call, so why eventually did you say, okay, yeah, that BYU's the place to go?
I always wanted to play at BYU, their culture, and Kalani, definitely, Fessy, the receiver coach, loved what they did with their program, especially Fessy with the receivers. And so I also grew up going to BYU games. My grandpa came to BYU, actually. He did his graduate school here. So I think BYU is kind of in my family, and I grew up watching him love the team for as long as I can remember. So it was an easy decision to pick here over other places.
What's it been like being in the same wide receiver room as Chase Roberts, JoJo Phillips, all those other guys? And where do you fit in?
It's been great. You know, they've taught me a ton. They have the experience that I don't at the Power 4 level. So they've been great just to help me with the little things and get on track to be a Power 4 receiver coming up, you know. I think I fit in well. Practices have been going really good, and I've been getting quite a few reps. So I'm excited for how it shapes out and how the season ends up coming.
So your dad played receiver at Snow College, also at Washington State. How much do you lean on him when it comes to advice on and off the football field, because he's already been through this before?
So my dad actually played receiver at Snow, and then he transitioned to tight end because he gained a bunch of pounds, but I do lean on him a lot, especially in high school. He taught me a lot, and he gave me, like, he had confidence in me, and he saw the potential, and knowing that he went through, like, a Power 4 program, and he saw the potential that I could go through a Power 4 program was huge for my confidence to be able to eventually end up here, so.
Okay, in the end, when your college football career is over, who is going to be the best pass catcher in the family, you or your dad?
Oh, definitely me. I mean, my dad was a big body. He blocked a lot. He was playing at like 270 pounds, so I don't know if he was actually catching a lot. He was more of a blocking tight end, so I'll go with me on that one confidently.
But he's probably going to be the better blocker in the end.
Oh, yes, because I don't think I'll ever reach that 270-pound marker.
Reggie, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks again to Reggie Frischneck for joining me on Practice Chats. I'm Cleon Wall. Ben Hall produced this episode. You can download and subscribe to Deep Blue on all podcast platforms or find all episodes on the BYU Radio app. Deep Blue is a production of BYU Radio.